Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey. I am not surprised that I reached your voicemail. I don't really know how to start this or what to say. And I have a feeling that you don't even want to hear my voice. But, I saw you today. It's been years since we've seen each other, and I saw you by the supermarket. Something in me snapped. I don't know, just looking at you, I got all these memories, all the things we did together. It all came rushing in. And it made me realize just how much I've missed you. And how deeply I regret the fact that we broke up. I know that we fought a lot and we had our reasons to do it, but I regret it every single day. I know that you think I've moved on. I mean, this is how I've been trying to make it look like. By posting all these pictures and videos, I'm trying to make you jealous and make you think that I've moved on, when in reality, you're the only one that I can think about. I can't get you out of my mind. No matter how hard I try, I just can't do it. I wonder what you're doing every day. If you've moved on, if you found someone new, how lucky she would be. How lucky I was to have you. And I know that I was supposed to delete our pictures, but I haven't done that either. I still have everything saved on my phone. And I'm not gonna lie, I look back at them sometimes. Like that time we took a road trip, and we ran out of gas. And we were in the middle of nowhere. We had nowhere to go, no service. It was just the two of us. It was nice to be away from everybody, to try and make it through the night just with you. And I knew that I was safe. I wasn't worried. I wasn't scared because you were by my side. And I knew that you were going to get us out of that situation easily because you're so good at that. You are just so good at solving problems, at finding solutions for every little thing. You've always been such a positive light. And I just wish I appreciated that enough when we were together. I know that we broke up a while back, but it feels like yesterday. We grew up together and we did so much together. Sorry, I'm getting emotional. Oh my god. This is probably a little bit too long, but I don't care. I want you to hear it. I want to tell you how I'm feeling and everything that's on my mind. Because if I don't get it out now, I'm never going to be able to. And I want you to know that I never stopped loving you. Ever. And I will never stop loving you, no matter what. I wish you the best. And even if that's probably not with me, I want you to be as happy as you possibly can, with or without me. Please, if you feel the same at all, then give me a call back. Because I want to hear your voice. I miss it. And I miss seeing you. Your smile. Your laugh. Everything about you. I want to be in your arms again. I really miss you. Okay, I think that's it. If you even listened to this entire thing, you probably didn't. I wouldn't be surprised if you ignored it. But if you did, I want you to know that I love you. And I'll always love you. I wish you the best. Okay, bye. The hell's banging at my door right now? What time is it? Oh my god. What is that, a robber? Let me see. What? There's no way. Am I imagining things? Am I awake? I'm awake. Okay. Okay, do I look good? Oh, my hair's a mess. Oh my god. I don't look good. Okay, whatever. Okay, I'm ready. I'm good. Hey. You're actually here. Oh my god. I'm surprised you remember my address. No, I haven't moved. What are you doing here? You got my voicemail. Oh. Okay, come in. You must be freezing cold. Yeah, you scared me. I was wondering who was knocking at my door this late at night. I forget that you have horrible timing with everything. Just kidding. So you got my voicemail? Did you listen to the whole thing? You did. So you know how I'm feeling then. No, of course, I wasn't drunk, or whatever you may think. I was being genuine. And no, I didn't just reach out to you because I was feeling lonely. You know, that's not how it is. I reached out to you because I want you back, like really bad. I want us to be together, but I wasn't even sure if you wanted to see my face, and I couldn't do it in person because, you know, I'm a chicken, and I thought you had moved on, that you were better off without me. But now that you're here, I guess I was wrong, right? So you haven't moved on. You've tried to move on. Yeah, I saw that. I was following Emily on Instagram and she posted a few pictures with you and her. And I'm not gonna lie, my heart literally broke when I saw those pictures. Especially because Emily is like the opposite of me. She's shorter, she has darker hair, darker eyes, darker skin complexion, and then you have me, and I'm just the opposite of Emily. I thought maybe after dating me, your taste might have changed. I know. But yeah, I guess we've both tried to move on, haven't we? And it just didn't work out. I still remember how hard it was for me to let you go when we broke up. I didn't want to do it. But I thought that you deserved better, and now that I think about it, I'm good enough for you, and I know that I deserve you. And you deserve me. And who we are right now is not the same as who we used to be years ago. I mean, sure, my feelings for you haven't changed. But I changed as a person. A lot about me has changed. Believe it or not. So, you're here for a reason, right? Do you just want to be honest with me and tell me what the reason is? you're not here for closure. I know you're not. And the way you're looking at me right now, it tells me everything. You want me back. I want you back. Please. What? Hey, calm down. Why are you freaking out? It's just a kiss. You didn't mean it. What? What do you mean you didn't mean it? Why are you here? You are confusing me. You don't just come knocking at my door in the middle of the night for no reason. And then you kiss me and you tell me it's a mistake. That's fucked up. I mean, what? Are you trying to play with my feelings or something? Because if that's what you're trying to do, then please get out. I poured my heart out to you. And even though it wasn't to your face, I was honest and I told you how I'm feeling. And how can you kiss me and then tell me that you didn't mean it? Do you not realize how fucked up that is? You're sorry. You know, this was exactly the problem between us. You never communicated how you felt. You just didn't. You shut me out. And then when it comes down to it, you just say something hurtful and you move on. And I know that you don't do it on purpose. I know that you don't want to hurt me, but I just wish you would think before you say something. I guess if you didn't want to kiss me, then you shouldn't have. What? No, I'm not crying. Stop. Stop confusing me, okay? Don't give me mixed signals. I'm not about that. I'm all in for you. But if you're not all in for me, then that's it. And we're not gonna try. You wanna try? Are you sure? Why are you holding that bag in your hand? What's in there, a body? It's such a big bag. Oh. You wanna stay the night? Are you sure? No, yeah, of course I want you to stay the night, babe. Sorry, babe, that... Just a reflex, I'm used to it. You missed when I called you that, babe. I missed calling you it. I really missed you. A lot. I missed your hugs. And the way I fit in your arms. Of course you can stay the night. You don't even have to ask. Kiss a mistake too? No, it better not be. How is it that I haven't seen you in years and you still spray the same cologne? Well, that is your signature scent. Of course I won't forget it. I still have one of your sweaters and I'm not gonna lie, I never washed it. And just because your cologne is on it. And you know I love that cologne. It's my favorite. Yeah. You always smell so good. And I'm so happy that I can hold you and smell you again.
Are you sure about this? Do you really want to give it another shot? You do? Okay, well, so do I. I promise I won't let anything get in the way. Nothing. Alright. Well, do you want to show me what pajamas you got? Maybe we can match. Why are you looking at me like that? You like my body? Well, can you tell that I've been working out? I can tell that you've been working out. How are you working out for, huh? Better be me now. Okay. Come on. Let's go get changed. Maybe we can get some pizza and watch TV. And cuddle like we used to. I miss cuddling you. Sounds perfect. All right, let's go.